Well, good morning, Prayer of Faith. How is everyone doing this morning? I hope we're doing well. This is the day which the Lord has made. We will
rejoice in that.
You said it like you mean it, and I love that. Turn in your Bibles to John chapter 1. John chapter 1. And we're going to talk about being children of God and no longer being slaves. Amen? I love it. John chapter 1, starting in verse 6. And it talks about John coming before Jesus. It says, there was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness. He came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was a true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. Verse 10. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God. I'm going to read that one more time. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God. To those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And I love this. And it says, these people weren't born of blood. They didn't inherit anything because they were born into the family. They didn't receive an inheritance and become children of God because of the will of the flesh or the will of man, but by the will of God when they believed. As many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name. I love that. We belong to him when we believe. When we believe in his name, we belong to him by faith. Not by anything else, but by faith. To believe in him means to trust him. Listen to this one, church. To trust him and his timing. Jan mentioned this morning, I want to land. I want to get off this plane. Cindy and I took a trip a couple years ago, and I said, I seem to feel like we're taking this big giant circle. I said, as a matter of fact, I know we passed that same spot about 10 minutes ago. And sure enough, we were circling around, waiting for a storm to pass. Now, I couldn't see the storm, but guess who could? The pilot, the one in charge. Jesus Christ knows things that we don't know. He sees things that we don't see. He sees the storms in our life and tries diligently to warn us. Eric and I, before service, pray for each other. And my phone rang this morning. I said, oh my goodness, who's calling me? Uh-oh, it was my son Spencer. Well, that was a notification. Say, you've got 1 minute to get up on stage or you'll be late. So I went up there. Eric said he didn't knock on the door like he normally does. I said, did you tap on the door? He said, I sure did. Sometimes we miss the sign. Are you hearing me? Sometimes we miss a sign. He tapped on the door. We didn't hear it. I don't know why. We must be going deaf, Eric. I don't know. But he called me and said, I got a backup. And Jesus sometimes says, you missed the sign I gave you. And every now and then he says, you got a backup. And every now and then, if you don't, guess what? You're going to be late and you're going to miss it. You're going to miss out on that expectation of coming to the table. Because we lost sight of certain things. We can easily lose sight of what's important in our faith journey. Maybe not even intentionally. Hey, I just got busy. I got busy with work and life and friends and stuff and relaxation and, oh, I forgot to go to church. Oh, I forgot to get in God's Word. We belong to Him when we believe in His name. We belong to Him by faith. To believe in Him means to trust Him and His timing. That timing thing is important, church. I trust in Him. I wish He'd hurry up. We forgot the second half, His timing. We don't understand it. We don't see it. We don't recognize it. But He does. John was here to bear witness to the light. Are we called to bear witness to the light? Absolutely. Absolutely. Turn in your Bibles to Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. Verse 12 through 17. And this says, therefore, brethren, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. Let me read verse 14 again. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. The Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with Him, that we may also be glorified together. I was doing good till I saw the word suffer in there. Okay, great. Child of God. Woohoo! I'm an heir. I have an inheritance. Man, we're joint heirs with Christ. I'm sorry, attorney, if what? If indeed we suffer with Him. And I take that to mean if we suffer for Him. Because if we're suffering for Him, we are with Him. That we may also be glorified together. And sometimes we think our suffering is just ours alone. But it says if we suffer with Him. So I look at this and I think, okay, I belong to Him when we are led by the Holy Spirit. Sonship through the Spirit. There's so many different aspects to our faith. It is so simple, yet it is so intricate and intertwined into different aspects. You belong to Him when you believe. You belong to Him and are to be witnesses, bear witness to the light. You belong to Him when you are led by the Holy Spirit. And it says the Holy Spirit bears witness. The Holy Spirit bears witness now. Verse 16. The Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit that we are. That's the definitive answer. That we are. That we are children of God. And if children, then heirs. Now, I love that aspect of it. However, bear with me again. Go a few more chapters or books past that to Galatians chapter 3. Galatians chapter 3. Because as we talk about being children of God and now having an inheritance, you know the Bible has some things to say about that before we go stand in line and say, I'm 8 years old, give me my inheritance. He has some things to say about that. Galatians chapter 3, verse 26. And it says, for you are all sons of God through faith, there's our faith again, in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free. There is neither male nor female. For you are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you are Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Amen. Yes, I'm an heir. Oh, chapter 4, verse 1 has some more things to say about that. You see, there's some fine print at the end of that thing that says, here's your inheritance. Now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, does not differ at all from a slave. Oh. Though he is a master of all, but is under guardians and stewards until the time appointed by the Father. Even so, when we were children, we were in bondage under the elements of the world. But when the fullness of the time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons. Congratulations, church. You have been adopted. You are sons and daughters of God. And you are now entitled to the inheritance. And because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying out, here we go again, Abba, Father. Therefore, you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. So it says there's a certain point, if we're still children, it doesn't matter what your age is. If you're still children, remember the scripture that says, oh, and you're drinking milk, by now you should be into bigger, better things. Steak and potatoes type stuff. But if you're still children in the Word and in your faith, you're not quite free yet. There's an expectation. We receive an inheritance, but there's a certain point where he says, now you are free to have your inheritance. I don't think it would be great if we acted like spoiled brats, getting fed by a silver spoon, saying, gimme, gimme, gimme. I know it's mine. Give it to me. No, we have responsibilities. Responsibilities. Why? As evidence of being a child of God. He expects us to be different than the world. The devil wants you to believe that he is in control and that he is in charge, church. I messed some things up there for you. I messed up relationships. I messed up finances. I messed up housing and vehicles and jobs and families. I'm in control, he says. No, I know who's in control. He's the same one that went through the fiery furnace. That led them to the fiery furnace. He took them there. He sent them there. And we question, why did these things happen to a Christian camp of little kids? Parents wanting their children to learn more about God and Jesus Christ. God, how do you let that happen? Thirty-eight years ago, that same river flooded, wiped out a church bus. 10 teenagers lost their lives. God, why did you let that happen? A dirty old man, mean and nasty, died of a heart attack. God, why do you let that happen? You see, we try and put these different things to say, God, these people should die, but not these people. And it is tough to face. It's impossible to answer. Church, don't even try and answer. We have to lean on His Word. And His Word says, I know what I'm doing. You have to believe in me. Help my unbelief. And you have to trust in me. God, I don't understand, but I'm leaning on you. But God, this timing thing, I'm struggling with that one, God. I understand you know what's best, but could you not speed this up? Could you not slow this down? Isn't that funny how we want the clock to move forward? God, please let this be resolved. Let's get over it. And then we're with a loved one. God, could you give me another day? God, could you give me another 5 minutes? You see, I had things I wanted to say. God, I'm not ready yet. We have responsibilities as a child of God, as evidence of being a child of God, to act differently. As the band comes up, I want to leave you with this. Some types of evidence for being a child of God. Well, there's the fruit of the Spirit. Remember that? Remember all of them or just the ones you like to follow? There's a new birth. I am a new creation. Oh, that means I don't have to pick this up. God, thank you. You have transformed me from a life of sin to a life in Christ. God, thank you for giving me Christ-like character that I can leave my old character behind. God, please give me a desire to please you through my actions and through my words. God, both in public, in front of people, where I may look good, but also in private, where people I know don't see me. The way I talk to others. The way I treat others on the phone, on the computer. In person, face to face. Driving down the road. God, help transform my character in those places to those people. Evidence is a changed heart, mind, and soul. God, I know I'm a child of God. And I pray that as a child of God, I am drawn to your likeness and your character through the renewing of my mind, through the reading of the Word. through the application of the word, through my generosity to others, through my compassion to and for others. And I've said it before, compassion is difficult because it takes work. Speak to me, God. And because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of His Son into your hearts, crying out, Abba, Father. Therefore, you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if you are a son, then an heir of God through Christ Jesus. Heavenly Father, I pray today that through your word we are drawn into your likeness. God, that we are drawn closer to you. God, I pray today that our prayers for the children and the families in Texas is multiplied throughout this nation, throughout the world. Those prayers are multiplied and you hear those prayers. God, give us signs of hope, resiliency, renewal, steadfast faith. For I am a child of God. I am no longer a slave. In Jesus' name, amen.